Check, check, lecker, lecker, checker.
Get it all out.
What are you looking at, Catherine?
Facebook.
How's Facebook?
Not Twitter.
Is that good or bad?
That's the best thing you can say about Facebook, I think, is that it's not Twitter.
Oh, the walled garden is what they call it. Sites like that that don't want you to go to other places. They don't want you to realize URLs exist.
Oh, boy. But I do. I know about them.
And you can click type to other URLs. What's your favorite URL?
ICanHasCheeseburger.com.
Wow, that is a good one. Reaching into the old bag.
I don't think it exists anymore, but...
The guy who started ICanHasCheeseburger once said to me at a conference, fire fast. And I was like, wow, hardcore for ICanHasCheeseburger, man.
What does fire fast mean?
Like fire, like as soon as you think you should fire an employee, do it.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Wow. Okay. Yep. I thought, I did not know where we were going with that. I was thinking about fire.
Like the flames, lighting cats on fire.
And fast, like fasting. And I was like, huh. I don't understand. That sounds
good,
dangerous.
It's a good way to shed some pounds.
Just burn yourself from the inside.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine. I'm eating chocolate chips, in fact.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This. Catherine, we're going to start off this episode of Delete This, which I think that I said that I was going to do before and then I forgot about it, with my top tweet of the week from 2013 from this week.
Yeah, I mean, we did it a couple of times and then last week I forgot. We did it like at the end.
We did it at the end. It's complicated.
It's
so
cute.
It says, just a box, nothing to see here. It's a vine of my cat. And you can go to Delete This Pod on Twitter to see the show notes. If I haven't released them yet, I apologize. But you can see this good my cat popping out of a box. And John replied to that tweet and said, Hank Green, you have time to Vine, but not time to reply to your brother on GChat.
GChat.
So nothing has changed except that I don't have time to Vine. But I still don't reply to my brother on GChat. Can I have some of those chocolate chips?
You don't reply to anyone on GChat. No, you're not.
Those are just over there. Now, I said it, though. Now my mouth is full of saliva.
Mind who?
God.
I'm busy digesting these chocolate chips.
Thank you. You hear them?
Sprinkles. They're very good.
They are good. They're
semi-sweet is
they're
the
called
best kind.
Retard.
Don't worry. No. Don't give them. They didn't sponsor us.
Oh, I see. I thought you were like ashamed of the kind of chiclet chops we were using.
Chiclet chops.
And
no, really make as many mouth noises as possible by the mic, because I'm sure that that's what people want.
Well, we're going to have to ask China Benzine how she feels about it, because she's the only person that we're actually making the podcast for. We'll talk about that later.
I'm happy to make the podcast for China as well as some other folks.
I did a video last week where I ate a Subway sub while doing the video.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this is a genre of content where you make, where you eat like socially with people over the internet. That had a name and people kept shouting it.
What?
At me, and I was like, I don't know that word.
Yeah, why are you shouting that word at
That's
me?
It was like Momofuku.
I've heard that word before. I didn't know that that's what it meant.
Did I make it up? I did. Momofuku gonna have to
is,
cut that
yeah,
out.
It's a restaurant.
Because that's just a restaurant. What is it then?
I don't know. I guess you could probably find out if you looked at that
social
video.
Social eating. Mm-mm. Twitch. Mukbang. That's what they kept saying. Mukbang, mukbang, mukbang at me. And I was like, that sounds like not a good word.
Oh.
I don't like the sound of that one at all. An online audiovisual broadcast in which a host eats large quantities of food. I was just a 6-inch... sweet onion chicken teriyaki, you guys, with provolone.
Yeah, let's not.
It was like it's like a 400 calorie sub. May 28th. Let's just start with some tweets, Catherine, since this is the podcast, it's what we do. CNN tweeted, people who eat fried potatoes 2 or more times a week double their risk of an early death, a recent study found. I reply, or quote tweeted, or whatever they call it now, I question this research on the grounds that I don't accept that there are humans in America who eat fried potatoes fewer than 2 times per week.
There are plenty of humans in America who do not eat fried potatoes at all.
Well, I definitely do. And I don't, and not like in a way that I feel like is unusual or even that I in any way would know how to stop doing.
Yeah, you could stop doing it. What do you mean?
Well, you literally just had fried potatoes.
I know, but we don't have to.
Side dish at dinner.
Oh, you mean the chips? Yeah. That's right. I definitely eat fried potatoes a lot.
You were thinking about chips?
I forgot about chips.
You forgot about chips.
I was thinking about french fries and like
just
hash browns.
Just french fries and hash browns? Yeah, we have had 2 servings of fried potatoes today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least I definitely ate a bunch of those chips.
They were so good.
I love jalapeno chips.
Jalapeno chips. And then we have...
I've brought jalapeno chips up on this podcast before and because I love them so much.
We had...
If you ever see me in public and you want to give me something, jalapeno chips.
And I'll have peanut M&Ms. Thank you very much. We had a hash browns this morning, which I called... I said, could you cook up some potato pancakes? Which is not what those are.
No.
And then I said, oh, I mean the hash browns. And then you were like, yeah, I know what you meant. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I just wanted to correct myself.
I don't know why I was so...
This week in couples therapy, Heather got mad at me because I corrected myself. I called the hash browns the wrong thing.
I don't know. I was like, don't waste my time correcting me.
correcting yourself.
I know what you meant. Sometimes we have potatoes.
Actually, if you're going to bring me something, bring me Heinz beans.
Mm.
Because there's nowhere in Missoula, Montana where you can buy Heinz beans. So we get them on Amazon, which I feel weird about. 1, 2, sometimes they come super dented.
Yeah.
3, they're like quite expensive to get on Amazon. And I am very frustrated that I can't buy Heinz beans at the grocery store. And so what I would like to have is a cellar full of Heinz beans. Also, if the Yellowstone supervolcano goes off, we can just have those. Just me and you and Orin Green. And Heinz beans.
Beaning it up. Just really, just...
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you know, it's not like global climate change is going to be an issue.
I'm not concerned about the methane.
Don't have to worry about the methane we're emitting.
Well, we might actually, because we'll be hermetically sealed in the house by ash.
All right.
So we'd have to pretty quick dig some kind of...
Sink? Methane sink?
No, I was thinking of like a chimney.
Oh, vent.
Yeah, but you know, if we go out there, maybe the atmosphere is poisonous now. So you want to do that only when you need to. It's all planned out. You don't have to worry about it. I got our situation all structured.
Cyanide capsules.
This was also May 28th. I just stopped myself from tweeting something nice to someone because I recently asked them for a favor and I figured they would interpret it as me putting pressure on them to do the favor, but actually I was just thinking about how driven and thoughtful and talented they are. Good thing Twitter allows for 280 characters now.
Yeah. That was wordy.
That was a long tweet. Yeah. Yeah, 280 characters basically means I write the same thing I would have, I just use more words.
Yeah. I'm gonna think about all the words I can put into this.
They're driven and thoughtful and talented, which are 3 different things and not always found together. Yeah, so I asked a bunch of people to blurb my book recently, and I feel like I can't interact with those people at all right now because they will feel like I'm pressuring them to blurb my book.
Yeah, I watched your video.
Oh, well, I guess I'll never bring things up again ever. Then.
I just feel like I have a huge insight into your thoughts these days because you're making videos anytime you have like
a free 15 seconds.
Yeah,
it's been a really interesting process to be like, how fast can I make a video that isn't bad? Turns out 45 minutes, but maybe as little as 30.
It depends on
how long the video is.
Well, and also like depends what you're bad.
My threshold for bad is?
Threshold is.
Yeah, it relies much more on the performance than the editing at that point. Or the scripting. Like, part of this is like, can I rely solely on performance to make a video good? Which is something that, by the way, a lot of YouTubers are doing because YouTube is like, what we want is hour-long videos.
Apparently.
As often as possible. And it's just like, I can't, like, that's, it's... You know, if we made an hour-long Crash Course video, it would cost like, $100,000.
Yeah.
Whereas I could make an hour-long Hank's Channel video, and it would take me 3 hours. But weirdly enough, as I tweeted this thing, because I was like sitting here thinking about how John Scalzi, who is a science fiction author, who I like a lot, I like his work a lot, and I've met him a couple times, and he's very nice. He will, like, once a week even, he'll tweet all the galleys that he's gotten, because he's like a pretty sort of influential guy. He gets sent a lot of advanced copies of books to maybe blurb, and he blurbs a lot of books. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about like how...
Which is not like an easy thing.
No.
You have to read the book.
Yeah.
You have to like consider it in the context that it's being published.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to like come up with some sort of pithy comment about
something
it.
Something useful
like,
to say.
Yeah. That would be helpful to a reader,
right,
to the publisher, to the author, like,
right,
in all
that's
of those
accurate
ways, and that is not, yeah.
And doesn't, like, tarnish your reputation. Like, right, people aren't going to, like, read the blurb and be like, hey, that didn't, like, you're just, now you're just saying stuff.
Yeah.
And also, you know, sometimes you read the book and you don't blurb it because you don't feel strongly about it.
Mm-hmm.
And John Scalzi blurbs a lot of books and he does not have to do that. And the way, and the only reason to do that is because he wants to support the science fiction community.
Yeah.
And he wants the people who read his books to read more books. Like, they don't, he doesn't want them to not read his books. He wants them to read his books and also other people's books. He wants to grow the community as a whole. And he just does that because he understands that he has that, that, you know, that power, and he should use it as much as he can. And I just thought that was really nice. And then weirdly, Maggie Stiefvater, who is a fantasy author, like in the same, within the like 3 seconds of me tweeting that tweet, complimented John Scalzi. And I was like, okay, that's super weird. I have to now say that I was thinking about John Scalzi. And then John Scalzi DM'd me and he was like, I'm on it. What's the deadline again?
Oh.
Because I'm on deadline right now, but I want to make sure I blurb your book, or at least I read it. So he's very sweet. Still May 28th, which is just the best day of my tweets. So those last two tweets are my top 2 and 3 of the week.
Oh, wow.
Not my top tweet of the week.
Hmm.
This is from May 28th. I said, I ate a calzone in 1991 that I still think about. What's your face mean?
Was it your first calzone
or
something?
I think it may have been my first. Well, no. I'm looking back, I'm almost certain that it was my first calzone.
Because you're 11. Like, well, how would you have encountered a calzone before?
Right, and like, I feel like calzones really were kind of a new thing back then.
Well, yeah, I think, yeah.
The place where I got this calzone was the neighborhood grocery store on Corrine Drive in Orlando, where we lived. And this was like a grocery store that was in a strip mall. So like a thing that doesn't happen anymore, sort of like a large bodega. I don't know how to describe it. I could describe it to Catherine by saying that place.
You're talking about Grizzly Grocery?
Yeah, Grizzly Grocery.
Okay.
It's like Grizzly Grocery, so like a small grocery store.
Like half of which is wine?
Is, yeah, it basically, I mean, probably if this place existed now, half of it would be wine. But it like existed in this way that grocery stores don't exist anymore. And there was a deli in the back, and they like would cut your meat and like give you fancy meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they also served hot stuff.
Yeah,
and
we had a place like that in Connecticut that I would like sometimes walk to from my house, which was
totally
a ordeal because I lived way out in the country.
Yeah.
And I would be, it's like, it was like 2.5-3 miles, which is a far way to walk when you're a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Did you go by yourself?
Teenager, or like I would hook up with one of my other friends who lived sort of near to me.
Sure.
And then you'd get there and you'd get the fried chicken cutlet sandwich.
Oh, yeah, fried chicken cutlet sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff of legend. Because,
oh, yeah,
like, I did not eat fried things in my house.
Uh huh.
So, oh, like, gosh. Yeah, it was worth the 3 mile
this
walk.
Sounds very, it sounds like a very similar place. And I
don't even remember where it was, but I remember that fried chicken cutlet. They had Jolt Cola there too, which I never got because I was like, ugh, I don't want that. Like, I tried it once and I was like, man.
Jolt was such like a forbidden fruit of 90s childhood.
Yeah.
It basically drugs.
Yeah, you see it and you're like, oh,
ooh, I
don't
could get
think
a
I'm
Jolt
ready for that. I didn't want to. I was worried about what I would feel like.
Now kids are having like the freaking tall boy's a monster.
Yeah, monster, but it's sugar-free, guys.
Oh, God.
Sign me up for a venti mocha frappuccino. Oh, tall.
Jeez.
Quad shot.
And then go, I don't know, what do you do on that much caffeine? I can't even handle like a coffee.
Yeah.
But I did drink Jolt and Mountain Dew when I was in high school because I thought that it was the cool thing to do.
Well.
And I remember, like, I can still remember the flavor of this calzone. Like, the bread part was really sweet, and there was big hunks of Italian meat in it, like, spicy Italian meat.
Okay.
And I like, went back and got it, like, a bunch of, well, pepperoni and et al, you know, the others.
Right. Salamis.
Yeah, and we went and got it several times, and then they stopped selling it, and I was like, but who makes that? Like, where did you get it? And they were like, well, we made it. We made them back in the deli, but we're not going to make them anymore. And I was like, so I'm never going to get that calzone again?
Oh my gosh. Tragedy.
Yeah, and that's such like a sort of strange thing to think about, that like, I don't know, that like it affected me then and affects me now, where I'm like, I wish I could go get that calzone. And I can't. This is like a thing I can't have.
Yeah. Nope.
Like a stupid little thing I can't have, in addition to all the other much larger things I can't have. It's a stupid little thing I can't have.
I mean, have you had calzones since then that you have enjoyed?
Sure. Yes. I have enjoyed other calzones. But I will never have that calzone again.
Yeah.
It's basically the story of like all love. I have enjoyed other women since, but I will never have that woman again.
For life's to be over, I want to eat a calzone right now.
I bet the guy
dunk me.
Matt Marinara sauce.
Oh yeah.
You know, I wonder if the guy who made those calzones is dead now. This next tweet was May 29th. China, who we were talking about earlier, said, me, yesterday, listening to Hank and Catherine talk about listening to audiobooks and podcasts while in the shower. She's in the shower. And then, me today, listening to Hank and John answer a question about listening to Dear Hank and John while doing the dishes.
I was listening to that Dear Hank and John today in the shower. So, similar?
I think
the truth is that, like, it's not that unusual of a thing to listen to podcasts while you both are in the shower or washing dishes.
I mean,
or doing other
housework. Can't imagine. I did some dishes today without listening to a podcast, and
you're just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Waste of time.
Well, as I was approaching the dishes, I was like, oh, I should go get my headphones. But you and Oren were downstairs, and so I felt like that would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
And also, it's, you know, I'd have to go get my headphones. And then once I was doing it, it felt like I was just doing it and I was thinking about stuff. It's just like those transitional moments where you're like, where like you don't know what to do at this exact moment, and you sort of like fall into your routine and you pop open the phone and you check out Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Where if you don't do that, you find, oh, like my mind is an active place that contains things to think about that I need to think about, that I need to not forget. Like the fact that this people reached out to me about doing the sponsorship for this podcast that I need to not forget about because it's money and leave it on the table if I forget.
Yeah.
It's literally, I need to go put this email
I need to do a note right now.
Okay, good. It's only been 4 days.
Oh my God. I sometimes have like the moment where I'm like, oh crap, that email. And I go back and spend like 10 days. And I'm like, what the? How did those 10 days, where did they go?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I am that person.
Like, I think about it every day, and I'm like, oh, I'll get to that. And then I don't, and then...
What is...
That's the worst.
The sixth month.
What?
What is the sixth month?
It's June, baby.
Okay, is that this month?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It's busting out all over.
It's June, baby! May 29th, a lot of YouTubers have gone full, who the fuck knows what's going on with YouTube anymore, and that list now includes my brother.
Yeah, that was a good video.
Such a good video.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
How to cook 8 peas. And I feel
luxurious. Like I expected something else to happen to the peas, but no, he just boiled
them. Ate them. Yeah.
And then ate them.
He didn't even put salt on them.
I don't know. Was the water salted?
Maybe the water was salted. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But there's There's lots of... And then John said, after careful consideration, I have decided that YouTube is for cyclical drama and pea cooking tutorials, and I'm sort of over cyclical drama. I don't know, man. YouTube is an interesting place right now, and I will talk maybe a little bit more about YouTube later in the podcast, but I guess it's hard to sort of internalize that the platform is always changing, but also very diverse, and there are lots of parts of it that we don't all see.
Yes.
And then when one of those parts that we don't usually see gets really big and becomes sort of the biggest thing on YouTube, it's like, oh, is this my platform? Am I that now? And it sort of leads to this identity crisis where, of course, like, you never were that, and that was always there, and you were always there, and it's just a big place with lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, when people are all, do you know what a Gucci slide is?
I mean, I watched Grace's video.
That's how I learned about
That's
Gucci slides as well.
That's the only thing I know about that.
Yeah. I did a little bit of research on Gucci slides afterwards.
So thank you, Grace, for that.
Yes.
Peep into another side of YouTube.
Into an alternate dimension.
Yeah, exactly.
Alternate YouTube dimension. Ooh. In which sandals cost hundreds of dollars.
A thousand?
Flip-flops, even. Not even sandals. So it's kind of hard for me to not feel feelings about that. Whereas, like, if something weird is going on, like the country music community, I don't care at all about that. I'm sure that there's lots of weird drama there.
Right.
And in, like, the professional wrestling community, I'm sure there's always drama going on. But it's hard to not feel as if, like, something, because it happens on this platform, is not part of something that has something to do with me.
Uh-huh.
Even though it doesn't, it's just happening to happen on the same platform.
I'm trying to do a like television corollary.
Right.
Like ABC.
Right.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think television
in
general.
Or even just like network television.
Is a good parallel there. Like, just because like.
There's lots of stuff going on.
Yeah. Like Modern Family is not affected by Roseanne. Maybe it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they sort of feel like they're in the same world.
Those are even like in the same silo though. Like,
right.
They're both sitcoms. Like,
yeah, they're both network sitcoms.
Yeah, like I'm talking about like network sitcom and
yeah, like
I don't know,
Ghost Hunters,
Paranormal Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah, oh, it's from Dream Daddy.
It's from Dream Daddy, which happened is a thing that happened to me.
Catherine's playing Dream Daddy right now. How's it going, by the way?
I'm still at the same place. I haven't played it since the weekend.
So
or
who's
whatever,
who's
whatever.
The front runner?
I don't know.
Paralyzed by choice?
Yeah. I like the idea of Craig.
She likes the idea of Craig.
Craig.
Oh, right.
His, like, best friend from college.
Right, and he's got very good kids.
With the three beautiful kids.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure my guy wants a bunch of new kids.
What's his name?
My guy?
Yeah.
Oliver Soto.
Oliver Soto?
Yeah.
Why did you name him Oliver Soto?
I don't know. Just had to name him something.
I named mine Hank Green. May 29th, Catherine, the biggest moment in the history of our marriage and the podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, life to this point.
Just our lives?
Yeah.
Is this, delete this animatic.
It's really good.
It's so good.
It's like even better than I imagined
it would be.
That it would be, because it's like a bunch of different
clips.
It's like,
yeah, three or four different animatics. It's a 4-minute long video.
It's so good.
And we're so cute sitting on our couch in front of a window, which is exactly what it looks like in here.
Which is kind of creepy, but yeah, like.
How did you know? It's not the microphone we use though, so I know that he's not actually watching.
I mean, the facial expressions,
yeah,
and the little...
It's a very... Yeah, it's this was very time-consuming to do. 100%
thank you so much
to the End Hero Studios for doing that. Thank you, Jimmy Horner. You're dope. I love it. Yeah, and Catherine is a very good dance, so if you want to go check that out...
Watch the dance. Put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I should put it in the... Oh, it's in the show notes.
It'll be on the Delete This Twitter, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, at Delete This Pod on Twitter. May 30th, my publisher built a giant 10-foot-tall robot in the Javits Center for me? ! Exclamation point?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's actually created by, of course, an artist. My publisher paid for it, but an artist made it, and it's very neat. And I guess that's sort of all I wanted to say. A lot of people went to see it. Maureen Johnson went to see it.
Oh, very nice.
Anne Wheaton.
It looks like
went to see it, and
it looks like the robot in the cover.
Yeah, on the cover, yeah. Not in the book. The book one looks different from that.
It looks more like a samurai.
Yes, so it looks more like a fancy robot. Mm-hmm. We got a question, Catherine. If you want to hit that,
where is it?
It's from Katrina, who asks, I just listened to Delete This this week, and I'm wondering if Oren has heard All-Star yet, and if so, if his first time hearing it was in your home. If not, you should play it to him and make sure the home is his site of the first time someone heard All-Star.
I'm pretty sure he heard it probably in Boston.
Yeah, on tour.
At his Gooptism.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean
like
that.
You mean like interior?
Does it count if they hear it while they're inside?
Because he definitely heard it.
Yeah.
On tour.
Yep.
While we were on tour.
When I played
when
that song a lot.
-5 months old.
Yep. But that wasn't technically Smash Mouth's All-Star.
Right. That was Mouth Sound.
So I don't know.
It's not like a song that we listen to.
No.
Just.
It doesn't come on in the house.
Just bopping around.
I don't mean to criticize. Mm. But if I'm going to listen to Smash Mouth, I'm going to be listening to Pacific Coast Party, or Then the Morning Comes, or Come On, Come On, or The Fonz.
Or Everyday Superhero.
Or Fallen Horses. Oh, it's so weird to me that Smash Mouth has other songs besides All Star and the other one.
Walking on the Sun?
Yes, that one. And also,
and their cover,
their
of,
cover
I'm
of I'm a Believer from the Shrek soundtrack. Let's listen to a little bit of Digging Your Scene.
Sounds like Smash Mouth.
So far it does. I feel like I've heard the song.
Yeah, because it sounds like Smash Mouth.
Catherine, could you look and see how many views that video has?
No, I didn't.
Guess how many listens this Smash Mouth song, that is a Smash Mouth song, by the hit, huge band Smash Mouth. Been on YouTube for over 9 years.
You're giving me so much guidance here.
It's true. It has 129,000 views. 129,000 times people have listened to that song.
I don't want to
play this game.
Waste my time.
All-Star has 164 million views.
Tragedy of society.
So I guess you just
Well, it does have a video. That other song didn't even have a video. This has a video.
Not only does it have a video, it's got integration with this movie video.
Yeah, what was that called? Mystery Men?
Mystery Men.
Oh, it was a terrible movie.
I don't agree with you. I liked it quite.
There were parts of it that were okay.
I like how they make it seem like they're in the same place with Smash Mouth, but they're not actually.
No, they are not.
The first time... Oh, gosh. I gotta stop looking at it. It's like a car accident. Oy, oy, oy.
Oh, the facial hair.
Oh, gosh, it's such a thin stripe.
The teeniest little...
Yeah. I don't know how you even have...
Somebody drew it on
you. It's just like one hair in a row.
Paintbrush. It goes up around the chin, too, did you see?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Why is that? What is that doing for your face?
Because he got too close to the sun. He was walking, it all burned off. May 30th. My unpopular YouTube opinion is that there's more good stuff being uploaded to YouTube right now than any time previously. I remain astounded by the breadth and depth of creativity that continues to explode on YouTube. If you aren't happy with what's on the site, look harder, which I believe strongly.
Yeah.
And like, really, do look harder, because lots of people need your support, and there's lots of good stuff happening.
Yeah.
And like, not only do they need your support, that's a weird way of saying it, but like, I feel like I am so much happier when I get out of my loop of watching like Vine compilations and sports highlights and the stuff that...
Do you actually watch that stuff?
Oh, totally.
Weird.
YouTube suggests it to me, and I'm like, you're right. I do want to watch a bunch of weird soccer goals.
Because you have watched it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it suggests that to you. You know what my YouTube suggests to me?
What?
8 out of 10 cats does countdown things.
Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race things.
Yep.
and my Bim Bam animatics. I'm having a good time. Yeah. Like, I'm on YouTube, and I'm like, oh, I love YouTube.
YouTube's so good. It's got all the, it's got the three best things.
It's everything I like.
When I can figure out, like, something that I can watch that's making me sort of, like, feel like I'm part of something, and that, I don't know, I don't want to, like, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir right now, but I hear people complain a lot about, like, there's all this drama on YouTube, and I'm like, well, you're watching it.
Yeah.
Maybe you aren't, and maybe you just, like, know about it because it's being talked about, but, it, like, drama does really well, and the only way to make drama not do well is to not interact with it.
The only time I know about drama is because somebody else is talking about it.
Right. Yeah, and I think sometimes, and this has been true for, like, my entire history on YouTube, sometimes we forget that, like, when we're hanging out on YouTube, we're hanging out on in a space where lots of different kinds of people are. And so, yeah, there's content for 13-year-olds, and that content isn't for me. And so when I watch it and I'm like, this sucks, it's like, well, yeah, I'm a 38-year-old man.
Then this was not made for me.
Not going to like the same stuff. There's lots of good pee art of John.
Right from the video.
From the video. That's very good.
Very strange.
We did a Peapod John shirt. Oh, man, I need it.
I mean, as creepy as Pizza John is, like...
Isn't this...
That's worse.
...better? But anyway, if you want to get that, it's available for, like... As of this podcast coming out, I think it's available for, like, 2 more days. So... And then it will never be available again. You could never get John... 6 Johns inside of a Peapod ever again.
Please don't.
My new podcast is the Peapod.
I have to pee.
Ah!
Eh.
Well, you can do that on the Peapod.
Mom jokes.
I ate a chili dog and watched Riverdale, and I said, I feel American.
Yeah. That was...
Right before it all went bad.
Literally, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, we, like, sat down, got on, kind of like... just resting, like, yeah, put the baby to bed,
night.
And we're just gonna have a good chill evening, and
I finished my
Hank
video,
finished his video,
I like
early.
It.
Yeah, and then baby puked, and we were like, oh boy.
This is
how the story ends.
Usually this doesn't happen just one time.
Not with a bang, but with several bangs. hours.
Not with a bang, but with jets.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
It was sad. It was like, there's nothing like a sick baby. It's just so sad. They're like, what's happening to me and how do I make it stop? And you're like,
I can't.
And then he was so sleepy.
Oh gosh.
Because it was so late and he was like, why am I awake? Because I feel
asleep.
Bad. Yeah, he got better fast.
Yeah.
If you want to know one way to handle a sick pukey baby, just put him in the tub. He's puking so much that it was like every time we took him out of the tub, he'd puke on something. We were like, well, we have to clean that now. So just put him in the tub.
Get him in the bathroom, like remove all the soft surfaces that
all the mats were out.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like,
you know,
okay,
you
maybe
can keep it
done.
Warm in a small room, so it's not like
right.
He was
He's just naked in the bathtub. Right, and we, you know, put a little bit of water in the tub, and then...
Oh, poor guy. He also likes to sit in the tub and splashy,
he
splashy,
likes splashy,
so...
splashy. It's
oh,
true.
Guy.
That chili dog was very good. So I posted a very large picture of Metamucil multi-health fiber, and I said, I know that you think you're too cool for this shit, but you should make Metamucil a part of your life. In fact, it reminds me, I haven't taken my Metamucil today,
Not
and I should
sponsored.
Do that.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but honestly, if there was a brand I would work with... Not just to, like, you know, tell the world.
Do you like Metamucil specifically? Like, better than Citracell?
I like it better than Citracell.
Or,
but there's other,
like, any of the other, like, psyllium husk?
Yeah, any psyllium husk is going to be the same. I don't know. Like, I've always only...
You got brand loyalty.
Brand loyal to Metamucil. Maybe because I like that there's this... The name just to me sounds like we named this in an era where people didn't think so hard about this stuff.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Metamucil.
Metamucil. That sounds like something I want to put... Like, and it's kind of... Like, it's not super lovely stuff.
Oh,
I
no.
Actually, I quite... Like, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm going to go take my Metamucil. I'm excited because it...
Let me just drink this slimy orange.
No, it's not orange.
It's not slimy. Oh, I don't the like. Citrusel
yeah, the citrusel
is
orange. It's like fake orange just, flavor. Yeah. I don't like that. This just tastes like bread.
But it's slimy.
Slimy bread. Slimy yeah. liquid bread. But I like it. Maureen Johnson said, keeping it 100. I don't think I'm cool. I think I'm too young. You're never too young for a dope bowel movement, my friend. You okay?
Jesus. I mean, the word dope, I think someone should do a count.
I use the word dope a lot.
It's come up a bunch. They sell Metamucil in pill form now, which...
I don't think that
that's... You don't think that's going to work?
You need more than you could get. And anyway, it's not like it's a bad deal. Like,
all right, I mean, I don't know.
And Charlie says, dude, I crap like 3 times a day. I do not need extra fiber. And what I need to say is this is not just about helping you poop.
Yeah.
It's helping the poops you have be better.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I was in Charlie's boat for a long time where I was like, I don't need help pooping.
Yeah.
But if every one of my poops is better and less unpleasant... I'm trying to find what this person said that was so good. I can't find it, but somebody said, maybe they deleted the tweet because they felt bad about it, but somebody said something to the effect of, there's nothing like a clean pinch.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Which...
Too close. Yep, it's true, though.
It's true, though.
Yeah. We have now been talking about Metamucil for 15 minutes.
A while. It's going to get edited down. If the people at Metamucil want to talk to me, I don't just want to do a brand deal with you. I want to do a whole campaign with you. I want to be your spokesperson. I want to introduce your product to a new generation of people who are not having the toilet experiences they should be having. This, like, I think it might be my calling. I'm going to go this week out to my office with my Metamucil, and I'm going to make a Hank's Channel video. That's going to get me a lifelong endorsement deal. I'm going to be with that company.
You're going to be, what do you call that? Come on, mom brain. Come on, do it. Bring it to the front. God damn it, brain.
Give me a little bit.
What's his name? The Motel 6 guy, Tom Beaudet.
I'm going to be, yeah.
Oh, God. You're going to be the Tom Beaudet of Metamucil.
I've changed my whole strategy. I'm going to go into the Complexly Studios, and we're going to shoot 6 30-second spots for Metamucil.
30?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Okay, make them a little shorter, though.
Okay, well, we'll do 2 30-seconds, 2 15-seconds, and 2 5s.
Yeah, great.
And we're going to show them...
I just opened a new tab, guys.
You're going to show them the power of Hank Green being your spokesperson.
That's where my brain was going.
But, like, I can't do a brand deal for, like, Coca-Cola. I'd never do it. I just feel like Coca-Cola, we drink enough of it. We drink too much already. Metamucil, I will sell all day and night.
Nobody's drinking enough Metamucil.
There are people who are drinking enough Metamucil, Catherine. The happiest people. The happiest people on earth. From June 1st.
I mean, apparently I need to try it.
Try it.
All right.
I've sold one person.
Gross.
June 1st, I tweet maybe my favorite tweet of the week, Anderson 63 Scooper. I mean, it's good.
There's...
did not do as well as I was hoping,
no.
But it's so good. And then I tweeted the next day, I think, that same day I tweeted Spare Squeeze after Marianne in a meeting with me said Spare Squeeze. So I stole that one. But Anderson 63 Scooper came right out of my mouth.
That's amazing. I mean, it's just really beautiful.
Thank
the
you.
The way it happened. Like,
Anderson
yeah.
Cooper 360.
Is it Anderson 360 Cooper?
Anderson 63 Scooper. And it sounds like you're right. Yes, I get why your brain would do that.
Anderson,
but I didn't.
360 Cooper.
But like, it's 360. So yeah, why did the 6 come first? 63 Scooper. Anderson Cooper 360.
So that's my 60. I like the when the lisp comes into it. 'Cause you're like 60.
Anderson
60 Crypt Cooper. 63
If a linguist wants to break down exactly what happened here when I said
please
Anderson,
help us.
I also like it because Anderson Cooper's a journalist, and so he's kind of a scooper. It's kind of his job. He's a scooper.
63 scoops.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. I'd be interesting to know how many scoops Anderson's gotten. Maybe 63. How many scoops of Metamucil does he put into his cup? Oh. Just one. You only need one serving. All right, Catherine, it's time.
Pow, now, now, oops. I tweeted at Trump.
I didn't tweet at Donald Trump.
Yay.
But I did tweet this.
No.
So Twitch tweeted out a Happy Pride Month announcement.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, oh, yay, let's celebrate. And it was the top tweet reply. Yay, let's celebrate Mental Illness Month.
What?
Because being gay or trans is a mental illness. Of course, was being pushed to the top by being controversial.
Right.
And I replied, well, we know that some lifestyles are a choice, like your choice to be a boring, shitty edgelord dickhead despite the fact that it's 2018.
Oops.
And then he deleted his tweet and blocked me.
He's like, oh no, too harsh. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
It's so hard to not do that.
I know.
I like looked at his little Twitter page.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Found out about
him.
I went to go look and see more about him.
Yeah, just like
now I can't because he blocked me.
Well, you invite, I could go look at him, bro.
It's okay. I could just go look at him on incognito mode. Look at him. Look at that handsome man.
So are you gonna delete that tweet?
Should I delete that tweet?
Yeah.
To that person who deleted their tweet and also blocked me.
Yeah. Why would you? You don't need that tweet.
I'm gonna delete that tweet, Catherine.
That's the one you should delete, man.
Delete tweet. Delete. Deleted.
You don't need that one.
All right, we almost done with the week, Catherine. It's June 2nd. The best part of voting early by mail is that you can go to the farmer's market and tell all the people who want to tell you about candidates that it's too late and you're just here for tomatoes.
Bam. I don't have... you can't tell me anything.
Yep. It's too late for me.
Too late. I already did it.
You lost me.
Early voted.
Or you already got me. Whichever it was.
Yeah, whichever.
Someone brought up that you could just lie about this.
Sure.
And I guess that's okay, but I have a very hard time lying to strangers, or anyone, but especially strangers.
Mostly strangers.
If a person walks up to me and they're like, have you signed the ballot initiative? I have to be like, no, I haven't.
I didn't, I can't lie
to you. I have to say the truth, which is that I'm extremely busy and I really need to get my Metamucil before I go home today, because if I don't, I'm not going to be regular, and if you don't like me when I'm regular. And then we've got, oh gosh. So let's start. I guess we'll do it. June 2nd. Was advertising a mistake?
Ugh.
June 2nd. My last tweet of the week, Catherine. Shallots are dope.
That was it? You didn't tweet anything today?
I don't know. Maybe I tweeted something today. I did draft several tweets,
oh,
so it's
right.
Now
we
time for
that.
Hank Green's draft tweets. They're tweets that I didn't tweet.
From Hank Green?
I almost tweeted several things that I am glad I didn't tweet. Here's one. Is there a whole genre of, quote, news podcasts that are just guys guessing about things they have only a vague understanding of and then claiming to be, quote, unbiased? And then I didn't...
Hoop-de-dooby-dooby.
And then I didn't tweet that.
Oop-de-dooby-dooby.
And then I instead almost tweeted this. I honestly think we've started to mistake ignorant for unbiased.
Oh, Moses supposes sistoses aren't roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
And then I almost tweeted, there sure are a lot of dog died on plane stories compared to the number of hundreds of thousands of children died of preventable disease stories.
Oop-de-dooby-dooby.
So I was having one of those days.
So interesting though. Like, do you think the likelihood of your tweeting those tweets is lower now that we do this podcast?
I think by
you a little more
maybe,
what is the word?
Maybe
self-aware?
Maybe or cautious. I
Because you know I would make you...
delete those tweets?
Pay for that. Somehow.
Maybe. I mean, I really do think that... I wasn't able to tweet that thing about the sort of connection between, like, our understanding of what unbiased means and our interest in sort of unprofessional takes.
Uh-huh. I mean...
and how, like listening to someone who has an expertise in a topic is almost like, off-putting. Not really.
It's off-putting.
Yeah. And also that, like, it's not interesting oftentimes. Yeah, it's like, oh, this is, like...
well, they're talking over your head and you're like, I can't relate. But if that person is like, oh, but I have all these feelings about it. And that's how Donald Trump happened.
Right. Right. And then you're like, oh, yes, that is really what is all behind Donald Trump. Or that is really what's all behind school shootings. It's so interesting to watch people see school shootings through the lens of whatever, like, societal ill they are most upset about. Mm. So you can be mad at mainstream media and think that mass shootings are caused by mainstream media. You can think that they're caused by guns. You could think that they're caused by pornography. You could think that they're caused by not having enough police.
Yeah.
Like, you could think all of these things because, like, you could... sort of a, like, your brain is going to anchor to whatever you think the big problem is. Mm. Then you end up with a bunch of people being like, yes, I will listen to your podcast because you, like, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot more sense than what the experts are saying, but that's literally because it's biased.
Yeah.
It's making more sense to you because you share a bias with that person.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's why it sounds unbiased to you, because it shares your bias.
Right. Whereas an expert is someone who really is presenting an unbiased...
it has, yes. The expert has less bias because the expert has more context.
Yeah, more context, because they know that there's no one right answer.
Yeah, and they know that research has been done that says that, like, it's not just guns. It's guns... and other things, and other things, and other things.
Yeah.
And also things that we don't know. And so there's still a lot of guessing. But guessing about the thing that seems right to you, guessing that it's that thing, is not how truth gets found. Mm. Like, step one is guess. Step two is test. And we haven't gotten to step two. No, none of these people do. Because it doesn't matter to them whether it's true or not, because it seems true. Yeah, I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts because I'm working on PodCon stuff, and so I'm like sort of like listening to one episode of a lot of podcasts, and I'm just like, wow. You really do.
I don't want to be in that
there,
world
there really
again.
Are there really are a million people that listen to this podcast in which you just say whatever comes into your goddamn brain as if it's true. So,
and now you're like, oh, this is what people are doing with this right now.
Right. Am I doing that right now? which, I mean, we don't do a lot of current events coverage on this podcast.
No.
Which, thank you for, by the way, because I bet if it was up to me, we would. But, like, you're not having any of that. You're like, you know what we don't actually know about, Hank, is any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not the person who's qualified to talk about this in any sort of meaningful way.
Yeah.
I could tell you my feelings about it, but that's not valuable to anyone.
Right.
You're welcome. It's my catchphrase. Bad drafts from Hank Green. They didn't get tweeted. Thank goodness.
Okay. Catherine, do you have a tweet from this week? Did you tweet anything?
I tweeted this week on May 31st. I retweeted Hank's oh my God, freak out about our animatic. And then I said, can confirm have peaked. Because I, yep.
That's it. It's done.
Can't do anything else anymore. Done.
Hit me with one of those reviews. Thanks to everybody who sends us reviews on iTunes.
Roll them bean footages.
Sad that I fell for it, left this review. I stan Catherine. Hank and Catherine have wonderful chemistry. Obviously, they're married. And are each hilarious in their own way. I don't have much time to listen to podcasts nowadays, but I do still try... But I do try to make time for at least delete this. AVS says, I'm a dangerous queen with a beagle in my pocket. Keep up! I don't know. I don't know why you're a dangerous queen with a beagle in your pocket, but thank you. I'll get that tattooed on my bicep.
Oh my gosh, you will?
That's a very good sentence. With a picture of a queen with a beagle in her pocket.
I like it.
Yeah.
It should be a corgi, though, right?
But it flows better in the song.
Yeah, it does.
I'm a dangerous queen with a corgi and my pocket. Keep up.
Yeah.
With a beagle and my puppet. Yeah, that's better. Beagle and my pocket. Keep up. With a beagle and my puppet. And my popple. I'm a dangerous queen with a beagle and my popple. Keep up.
Oh, my God.
You guys remember popples?
I love a popple. I have to read this one.
Okay.
By Nep Pets. My cat likes your pod. 5 stars. I own a Siamese rescue kitten who is very smart. She needs almost constant entertainment and has a very short attention span, so she's a true American. She always looks at the phone when yours is playing, so thank you for entertaining her. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm bowing.
She is bowing.
I'm bowing.
She's physically bowing as if we do a visual
thank
podcast.
You very much. I am so pleased your cat likes it.
Catherine.
My cat...
does not.
Everything.
She hates this. She hates this podcast specifically because it prevents us from feeding her.
She's got
it's our least favorite day.
She has the angriest face.
She's like, guys. Catherine, do you want a viral moment of joy?
Oh my God, I do. I need it.
Here is a bat getting its wing cleaned.
Oh my God. And it also has a pacifier with a ladybug on it. Oh, it's like a baby puppy.
This one, don't worry, it's going to get better, is a dog and a man eating a spaghetti off of a piece of plate, and they just have one long noodle each, and the dog wins, and then goes and gets the guys, and then the guy brings out some kind of weird ladle spoon, and he takes it back, and fighting off the dog with a ladle spoon, the dog's dodging, left, right, dodge. God, pump fake. Jump it up on the table. Grab it from... I've got to finish your noodle. I finish your noodle.
The dog is also wearing a bib.
The dog is wearing a bib. So thank you to people who submitted viral moments of joy. All of those were submitted by people using the hashtag Pipples or just sent to us at DeleteThisPod on Twitter. So if you want to submit a viral moment of joy, that will save us some time.
Bless you.
Thank you so much. And if you want to check those out, you can do that at DeleteThisPod on Twitter, where we have posted our show notes. And you can tweet directly to me at Hank Green on Twitter. Catherine.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Delete This. Thank you, Catherine, for joining me. This podcast is edited by me and produced by me and Catherine. And the music that you're hearing right now is from Andrew Huang. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for listening.
See you sometime around on the internet, I guess. A pretty etymology for the day. The word daisy is a shortening of day's eye, because the flower opens its petals at dawn to reveal its yellow disk, and then closes them again at night.
Ah, thanks, Susie Dent.
Beautiful.